You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A winner has still not been decided in Samoa's general election, which took place in April. Since then, the Human Rights Protection Party, or HRPP, has been operating in a caretaker role. However, by-elections in the past months have favoured the opposition FAST Party, who have taken the result to Samoa's High Court. I spoke to editor at the Samoa Observer, James Robertson, about developments in the Court of Appeal process. To start, I asked him to briefly explain recent events.
Well, it's been a long time since the election and we still have no government. It's been, in fact, close to 100 days since Samoa went to the poll on the 9th of April, and we've since had no change of government, despite voters marginally preferring the opposition party to the long-dominant Human Rights Protection Party. And that's largely because the caretaker Prime Minister, who has ruled over the country for some 22 years, refuses to convene Parliament. And that basically brought the entire nation to a political standstill. Things are coming to a head now, though. We have before the court a case that was brought last Friday and argued on the question of whether or not the court could force Parliament to convene, and if that was successful, then we would see a change in government in Samoa and the swearing-in of Fiamma Faia Naomi Metapa, the first female Prime Minister in this nation.
How soon might we expect to see a proper resolution to the election results?
Well, that depends on a number of factors. The first is the court decision, and that will determine whether or not the court has the authority, or as the other argument would have it, the head of state, to determine when an election is called. Now, that decision will come sometime before the 2nd of August, so that is when the head of state has said he would prefer to have Parliament called. Then I suppose the other factor in the background is whether or not that decision is accepted or not. Now, we've seen the caretaker Prime Minister and the head of state so far publicly basically thumb their noses at the court and its authority. The Supreme Court previously issued a very strongly worded judgment suggesting that those who defied its orders and refused to convene Parliament would face heavy criminal penalties. But they didn't seem to change their public attitudes much at all. So that'll be the second question, I suppose, is whether or not the decision is accepted and acted upon, and if not, what happens then? But in terms of the decision itself, I would expect sometime this week.
Yeah, because the HRPP were not initially involved in the Court of Appeal process, but they've been given a chance to be heard now. What impacts might this have on the decision-making?
It's unclear what the value of the HRPP itself being added to the case will have, because it doesn't really change the course of the arguments, because the arguments really go as a principle. But what we've seen in response to the election is, I suppose you might call it post-election lawfare, to use an old cliche. We've seen basically the HRPP, the ruling party, throw everything they have at the wall, legally speaking. They've started mounting now criminal charges or criminal complaints against members of the FAST opposition party, accusing them of defamation and treasonous acts and things like that. Basically, their having involved themselves in this court case in some way does not surprise me. It might give them more avenues for appeal, even though there's a very limited scope for that, of course, the Court of Appeal being the apex court in Samoa, but it doesn't surprise me if they chose to tack themselves off.
Yeah, so on the HRPP's recent actions, they've written to the Judicial Services Commission for action against the Chief Justice for incompetence. But this has been called disrespectful and an insult by Member of Parliament Olofiti Vai. Is this a desperate move from the HRPP?
Yes, it is a fairly desperate move. You've got to remember that Samoa was without a Chief Justice for a very long time indeed, a period of about 9 months, during which time the Prime Minister says he was waiting to receive, as he put it, the secret whisper from God as to whom he should choose to be a Chief Justice. And he chose, of course, a New Zealand-based Samoan, Fatiu, His Honour, Fatiu Matiwi Perese. And he's occupied that position now for about a year and was winning the Prime Minister's praises up until about a month ago, or 2 months ago, I suppose, up until about May, when post-election challenges to the legality of individual election seats were not going his party's way, the HIPP's way. In fact, their initial election majority, or at least initial election position, of having 25 seats in a chamber of 51 has gone down to 18 seats in a chamber of 51 because they've lost seven court cases. And that sort of sparked the Prime Minister's ire and began to get him and other members of his party to make complaints about the competency or otherwise of the Chief Justice. Now, that was probably disrespectful. It's probably never a good idea to get the Chief Justice of the nation on the wrong side. But they've ultimately failed in their ultimate goal, which was to have him recused from the court case, which was heard on Friday, as being the ultimate court case on whether or not Parliament can be convened and whether or not, if it is convened, then, of course, the opposition will have the numbers to form a new government. So, really, that was a backfire, that complaint, because the JSC met on Tuesday. They didn't formally decide on the decision, but it looks likely that they won't declare the Chief Justice.
Yeah, without a government being officially formed yet, has this had any impact on initiatives in Samoa, which would have been taking place in the several months that have happened after the election?
No, well, the business of government in Samoa has been ongoing. The government has invoked a legally contested clause in the Constitution that allows it to requisition one quarter of the annual budget it needs to keep the country going during this period. So that's allowed them to tide over the public service and keep the machinery of government moving. But the big question, I suppose, over that is one of principle. And that is whether or not the spending is in line with the will of the democratically elected government of Samoa, which we know it's not, as the HIPP lost the election.
What's the public reaction been in Samoa to the post-election results?
Well, it's been fairly muted, I suppose, in a sense. I mean, Samoa is a society that places a lot of value on, I would say, peace and cohesion and stability, and discourages conflicts between villages over matters like this. A lot of decisions are based on consensus and they're stuck to on that matter. So there isn't the sort of surge of protest that you might expect in a country like, say, New Zealand or Australia. But there's nonetheless been a fairly detectable rise in public opposition towards the Human Rights Protection Party, which has been quite a remarkable thing to see. You might walk down the streets of Apia and see people who are openly wearing shirts bearing the opposition logo. We have a column in our newspaper every day called Street Talk, where we interview members of the public for their opinions. And people are now quite openly talking about their dislike of the current caretaker government, the Human Rights Protection Party government, which has, of course, been the dominant political force in Samoa for 40 years. So while it hasn't been hugely visible, it has been very, very perceptible indeed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.